From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Don Gagne, sitting in for Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Don. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. So what's new and exciting with you?
Well, there's one cool thing. This movie Wordplay about me and crossword puzzles is showing at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York City this Wednesday night. I'll be there along with most of the big people in the film. And New York Magazine called it one of the three art house films you really ought to see at the festival, you're in New York City, of course.
This is all big-time stuff, not that you weren't already big-time in our hearts.
it's very cool. And the film opens in New York on June 16 and nationally a week later.
Excellent. Well, remind us of the challenge that you left us with last week.
Yes, I said take a boy's nickname in three letters, add another boy's nickname in four letters, say these names out loud one after the other. The result, phonetically, will be a familiar two-word phrase for someone who is good-looking. What phrase is this?
And the answer?
Well, the nicknames are Ike and Andy. Put them together, you get eye candy.
All right. Well, we had over 500 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected from the correct answers, is Steve Warner from Evanston, Illinois. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Hi.
How did you solve the puzzle?
My wife and I thought of the names of a lot of our friends, and we had two columns, and the columns got to be about 20, 25 names long. And we finally got to the name of one of my colleagues and the choir director of our church, and I looked at him and said, eye candy.
Excellent. What do you do in Evanston?
I live in Evanston. I work in Chicago, and I'm a teacher at the University of Illinois in Chicago.
What do you teach?
Sociology. Just had my last class of the semester.
Beautiful. And you've been playing the puzzle for a while, perhaps?
Oh, maybe 10 years, yeah.
All right. Well, you're on today. Are you ready?
Well, as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, Will, meet Steve, and let's play the game.
All right, Steve and Don, today the puzzle is going to the dogs. I'm going to give you some anagrams. For each one, rearrange the letters to name a popular breed or variety of dog. For example, if I said Rico, R-I-C-O, plus G, you would say Corgi. Number one is Tips, T-I-P-S, plus Z.
That's Spitz.
Spitz is it. Number two is Robe, R-O-B-E, plus X.
Also the name of a type of athlete.
Yes. It's also a senator
from...
Boxer. Boxer is it. Gable, G-A-B-L-E, plus E.
Is Snoopy too big of a hint?
A beagle?
Beagle is it. Good. Cello, C-E-L-L-O, plus I.
Collie.
Collie is it. Loped, L-O-P-E-D, plus O.
Poodle.
Poodle is it. Terse, T-E-R-S-E, plus T as in Thomas. I heard an S sound there, and that's correct. It starts with an S.
Yeah,
yes, a setter. Excellent.
I see.
Ghana, G-H-A-N-A.
The country.
As in the country, plus F as in Frederick.
It's another country, right?
It's a person. It's a nationality. Also the name for a nice blanket.
Afghan.
Afghan, is it? Good. Orient, O-R-I-E-N-T, plus P as in Peter.
Pointer,
good.
Pointer it is, good.
Yeah. Aliens, A-L-I-E-N-S, plus P as in Peter. This one starts with an S.
Spaniel.
Spaniel, good. Next answer is hyphenated, and your word is phrase, P-H-R-A-S-E, plus I. This one also starts with an S, and as I mentioned, it is hyphenated.
Think wrinkles?
Yeah, I think ugly.
Well, that's a little harsh, Will.
Sure, some people disagree with that.
Well, you caught me on that.
You know, Don?
I believe it's Sharpay.
Sharpay, good. Try this. Keepings, K-E-E-P-I-N-G-S, plus E.
A Pekingese.
Pekingese is right. And here's your last one, hydrogen. H-Y-D-R-O-G-E-N plus U. It's also the name of a transportation company.
Oh, I think I see it.
Greyhound.
Greyhound, is
Greyhound
it?
Greyhound it is. Those were hard, and you did a great job.
Those were hard.
For playing our puzzle today, Steve, you will get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Steve, what member station do you listen to?
WBEZ in Chicago.
An excellent station. Steve Warner from Evanston, Illinois, talking
to us. I have to say, it's great to be on the other side of the quizzes.
It's different, isn't it?
It's very different. Thank you.
Steve Warner from Evanston, Illinois, thank you very much for playing the puzzle with us.
Thank you.
So, Will, what challenge do you have for folks listening for next week?
Well, this comes from our old pal Merle Regal, who will also be at the screening of Wordplay at the Tribeca Film Festival this Wednesday. Take the word formaldehyde, F-O-R-M-A-L-D-E-H-Y-D-E, rearrange its 12 letters to spell two shorter words that are uncapitalized and very common, and each one has just one syllable. Not counting a slight variation, we think the answer is unique. So again, the word is formaldehyde, rearrange its letters to spell two shorter words that are uncapitalized and very common, and each has only one syllable. What words are they?
Something for people to spend the rest of the day doing here. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link on the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at that time. We'll call you if you are the winner, and you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Editions, Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Don.